What's up, you guys? Here with Big Al, man. Scary night tonight against the Knicks. What a blowout win. Lakers 117, Knicks 87. Blowout win tonight, man. Definitely scary, though. One of those you have to take a gasp, you know what I'm saying? It was very definitely scary. Anthony Davis went up for a strong block against Julius Randle, and he just, like, landed on his lower back and went vertical at one point and just fucking landed crazy. Just fucked this shit up. I was, like, bummed the fuck out. He was on the floor for about, like, 2 minutes, dude. It was bad. He could, like, barely walk. I was just like, shit almost went south. That was, like, in the beginning of the third quarter, midway to the third. It was definitely scary. But let's talk about the game. You know what I'm saying? It was still a blowout win. We gave it to him. We fucked him up. Before that happened, a couple things went down. Bobby Portis fucking slapped, like, knocked Kentavious Caldwell-Pope upside the head, like, hard as fuck, like, damn near concussed my guy, like, cold shit, like, real cold shit, like, fucked him up. Like, Bobby Portis has a record already for doing that. He, like, fought Nikola Mirotic, like, on some weirdo shit. Excuse me, damn, I'm still burping. I was had some drinks earlier, my bad. Nikola Mirotic just, like, caught his fade, like, you know what I'm saying, while they were on the Bulls. I don't know the situation, I don't want to talk about that, but come on, Bobby Portis, like, you gotta keep that gangster shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You making bread now, you need to chill, bro. Don't be doing that shit on the court. Like, there's no need for none of that. KCB didn't do shit to you. Like, he ain't even that type of dude, I feel like. So, that led to, like, us just completely ripping him apart. So let's talk about the game now. Those two incidents were kind of a big deal, so I had to address those before I went into the Laker review. But Vogel was trying out some zone defenses, like, all game. It was, like, really cool to see that. It really fucked with the Knicks. The Knicks didn't know what to do. They don't have much of a fucking offensive repertoire or defensive repertoire as well. They just, like, I don't know what's going on with the coaching. I don't know what's going on with the squad. But, like, I mean, for one of the best franchises, the most richest franchises in the NBA, that was, like, something that, I mean, it sucks. I get bummed out about the Knicks thing the whole entire time. They should have kept Melo from the beginning and just tried to keep Melo happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, like, a fucked up organization where they did a bunch of trash shit. But, I mean, I fuck with Melo heavy. I've always kind of supported the Knicks just because Carmelo Anthony's always been one of my favorite players. He's just a hooper. I fuck with his style, like, heavy. I've always fucked with that type of style of basketball, mid-range post-up. You know what I'm saying? But still dogging from the three. Not too much dribble, more hop-step. Like, I fuck with Melo heavy, man. Like, real talk. Like, Melo squad. I fuck with Melo. But as I was saying, like, I'm just, like, really, like, flabbergasted by what's going on with the Knicks organization and even, like, the coaching style that was going on over there. Like, we just, like, ripped them apart. Like, Vogel just, like, ripped them. It was dope, man. I think that was more of a coaching game more than just, like, talent. It was, like, something that, like, I was, like, I don't know, man. Like, they went under on, like, the picks with LeBron James. Like, it's, like, on the pick and roll situations, RJ Barrett was told to go under the pick. Like, why are you telling him to go under the pick? Like, LeBron ended up taking 12 three-pointers, bro. Like, he made six of them. 12 three-pointers in one game. Like, that's wild, bro. Just because they kept going under the pick. Like, why are you daring my guy to go do that? Like, you guys are tripping, man. But, it was just, like, a great game overall. The supporting cast was all there. Kyle Kuzma had 16 points. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? A couple more garbage points. But, man, shout out to Kuz. He took six three-pointers. Like, he took 11 field goals, over 10 in a game, which is in the range I think he should be shooting. He should be shooting at least 10 to 13 shots a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get at least 14 or 15 points, bro. You need to get to the free throw line, too. You went to the free throw line once. Like, you need to get in there, bro. You need to get in there. You know what I'm saying? Everyone got minutes today. KCP ended up coming back and fucking shit up. Dropped 15 points on him. 3-for-4 from the three-point line. Shout out to our sharpshooter. Danny Green had 11 points. Four three-pointers. Attempted four three-pointers. Hit two of them. 4-for-8. Shout out to Danny Green. Avery Bradley did his thing out there, too. 5-for-9. You know what I'm saying? This roster is heavy, bro. When we do the right thing, this roster can fuck shit up. Like, even with AD having 5 points, like, we just have the capability to score. I just need Kyle Kuzma to score, bro. Like, I need him to score. Like, Rajon Rondo had a couple assists. You know what I'm saying? He went for 10 assists. My bad. You know what I'm saying? He went for 10 assists. And he was out here doing shit. Like, he definitely had a great game. A couple garbage time. But it was just, like, a game I feel like we really came together for and knocked them out. They are the worst team in the NBA, so we should have got this W very easily anyway. So Shout out to the squad and really knocking them off. It was never really a competitive game at any point up until like the second quarter after the Bobby Portis incident happened. And Caruso went hard in this game. He had a couple dunks, went with like a reverse jam. That shit was dope. And Dwight Howard hit a three-pointer. Shout out to Dwight Howard also locking in that contract, man. Like he locked in that contract. He had a great game that night as well. Went for 13 rebounds, 8 points, and 5 blocks. So shout out to Dwight Howard. Looks hella healthy running up and down the court that way. Shout out to our center squad, just been like really putting numbers up for us. Like I'm okay with like 15 to 20 points a night and just defensive stops. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we're a presence down there. So let's really come together and get this Mavericks W. Anthony Davis will probably sit out that game, the next couple games, but that's okay though. I really feel like Kyle Kuzma can, that way we can put Kyle Kuzma through some minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like get the minutes, boy, get in there and put some shots up because you're going to have to score now. So let's see how that goes, and I really hope he doesn't get traded. This is a little bit of a time to shine for him as far as before the trade deadline, which is coming in February, about a month and a half from now. So stay tuned, you guys, for Big Al. Subscribe, check out our YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, all our channels. It's your boy Big Al, man. Preps and Gold.